Well, welcome back. This is Buenas Vibras Hour. My name is Juanchi. I'm not sure if anyone's listening.
Hello.
There we go, Michelle is there. Sorry.
Stole my intro.
Yes.
Hello and welcome to WMFO.
Go.
That was it. That was the intro.
All right. Welcome to WMFO. This is Juanchi.
This is Michelle.
Evie's not joining us.
Yeah, she's doing big girl things, pursuing her dreams in the Big Apple.
We would say it's an unfortunate event, but she got a job and she has to be in New York today.
Yeah, so we will excuse her absence.
Yes, and congratulate her.
Yay!
Woo! So today we're gonna try to keep it a not so different show, but without the boss here, it's hard. Anyway. It is a not-so-beautiful Wednesday morning, or afternoon, really.
I think it's a beautiful
morning.
It's a little rainy, but I think it's perfect for the exam weather.
That's true. So if you're in exam week and you have exams, finals, keep going.
Yeah, you don't have to use the rain background on YouTube.
Exactly.
It's just natural.
It's just there. You don't have the FOMO to leave and be outside.
It's so true. Nobody's doing anything anyway.
Yeah. Everyone's studying. It's finals and it's cloudy and rainy. Stay inside. Oh, shoot.
True.
Sorry. I'm not used to this. There we go. This background music. Anyway, we got a first song here. This is a 90s song. I think we played it before in this show, so Evie's going to kill me. But I really want to play it. This is There She Goes by The Last, and enjoy the show. Bye-bye.
It's getting hotter. He's preaching 'cause he loves you. Where have you been? Jack's been waiting in your room every night. Why don't you stay home tonight? Could you waste your life if you painted mine? Now the day is dying, but it's too late to close your eyes. Outside, and she hands me my raincoat.
things like that. Well, she said it's all gonna end, and it might as well be my fault. And she only sleeps when it's raining, and she screams, and her voice is straining. She says, baby, it's 3 a.m., I must be lonely. She says, baby, well, I can't help but be scared of it all sometimes. And the rain's gonna wash away, I believe it. She's got a little bit of something, and God, it's better than nothing. And in a color portrait, well, she believes that she's got it all. She swears the moon don't hang quite as high as it used to. And she only sleeps when it's raining. And she screams, and her voice is straining. She says, baby, when it's 3 a.m., I must be lonely. Help me, she says, baby, yeah. Well, I can't help but be scared of it all sometimes. And the rain's gonna wash away, I believe, yeah. That life is made up of all that she used to. And the clock on the wall has been stuck at 3 for days and days. She thinks that happiness is a map that sits on her doorway, yeah. But outside it stopped raining. Be scared of it all sometimes. And the rain's gonna wash away, I believe. Yes, when it's 3 a.m., I must be lonely. Well, heaven, she says, baby. Well, I can't help but be scared of it all sometimes.
Welcome back. That was There She Goes by The Lost, Close Your Eyes by The Backseat Lovers, and 3 a.m. by Matchbox 20. And you're currently listening to Cantina Band by John Williams. Do you have something to say about The Backseat Lovers? No, wait, get closer to the mic. My bad, sorry. Michelle's mic was off again.
He just wants to silence.
Yes.
But Close Your Eyes is the most depressing song if you listen to the lyrics and you're thinking about graduation. So I hope you all do that. Because it really just like is like a good background song for your life. Which reminds me, yeah, right now we are the soundtrack to Evie's life. So we gotta play some good romanticized New York
true.
Music while she prances around.
All right, the next section of the next three songs are going to be, should they be New York themed or?
Wait, is it raining in New York? Because that changes the vibe.
Okay, you should ask Evie.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, when Evie gets back to us.
Oh, my God.
We'll
important questions.
Think about the New York themed music.
It's true.
Anyway, a little something about these bands that I looked up. So the first one, The Lost, There She Goes. English rock band from Liverpool, formed in 1983. This banger that we played came out 5 years later in 88.
Whoa.
And it somehow sounds like it came out in the 2000s. The Backseat Lovers, guess where they're from? Guess.
A place that you told me and I forgot.
Horrible. They're from Provo, Utah.
Wait, that makes so much sense. Today I got an email. Oh, wait, no. I'm going to say something really stupid, and I know I'm online, but where's Salt Lake City? It's in Utah, right?
Yeah.
Okay, never mind. That's not that stupid. So I got this email from them saying they're hosting a surprise party in Salt Lake City, and you can win 2 tickets for all their fans. So if you're listening and you're in Salt Lake City, please enter their raffle competition.
Do you know how to enter it?
Oh, sign up for their email list. And then...
You're in their email list?
Of course. I love them. They're also coming to Boston June 1st, and they have a concert August 1st in New Jersey. Evelyn got the same email.
Is the one in Boston the... what's it called? The Boston Calling
no,
thing?
No, they're having like its own separate concert.
Oh. Are they in Boston Calling?
No, but they're in Lollapalooza in Chicago.
In Chicago.
Yeah,
that's later, yeah. Right?
That's in like August sometime.
Oh, crap. I thought it was also June. Well, you if you're not into Backseat Lovers, you should definitely give them a chance. And then, finally, Matchbox 20, American rock band, 1995, from Orlando, Florida.
Ooh, I've been there.
Really?
Yeah, I went to Disney World when I was a child.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn. How was it?
I only remember my mom laying on the side of the road because she went on a roller coaster and couldn't handle it. And then my popsicle melting.
How old were you? Like 5?
I was like 8.
How do you not
Actually,
remember
I think
anything?
I was 10.
Was it like Disney, the main park, or was it any of the other ones? Or do you have no clue?
I don't know. I think this is like the first time we came to the U.S. and we did like a little like trip to visit. I don't know.
And you went to Orlando, Florida?
Yeah. No. I told you, people who are not from the U.S. know three things. New York, Florida, and California.
Florida?
Yeah, Miami.
Yeah, but Orlando's so far.
Okay, but
it's
same
like 4
thing.
Hours away. Okay. Okay, next up, we got... Are we playing the New York theme songs or?
I don't know. We didn't come up with any.
Should okay. This next one, we're just gonna play music. Then we're gonna have a PSA, and then we're gonna dedicate 3 songs to Evie, for her to vibe while she's walking in the streets of the.
Yes.
Big Apple.
So finish your bagel.
Finish your bagel.
So you can start walking by the time we're playing.
Okay. This next song is by Flip Turn. This is called August. And we are in May, and we hope you enjoy it. Bye-bye. Sun, taste that sweeter when you Welcome back. It is 1:35. We're trying new background music. Still Pixar. This is from the movie Up. Have you seen Up?
Have I seen Up? Yes. I have seen Up.
What do you think about Up?
I don't really remember it.
Really?
I don't remember a lot of it. I just remember a balloon and a house.
One balloon?
Many colorful balloons. An old man.
Yeah.
A dead wife.
Yeah.
And a dog.
Do you want to like spoil the movie?
Okay, I think you learned that his wife is dead in the first 5 seconds of the movie.
You're forgetting about the kid though.
Oh, and the Boy Scout boy.
He's like the main character.
So clearly I need to rewatch this movie.
It's a good movie. It's a bit sad. I remember watching it when I was a kid and I thought it was sad. I didn't like it because it was sad. And you didn't expect that from Pixar movies, but you kind of do.
Pixar movies are sad.
Right, yeah. But like when I was a kid, I feel like I didn't really see them as that sad. But then I think about it now and it's like, yeah, I would like get sad.
Do you not remember in that part of Toy Story?
Yeah.
Where Andy throws away his toys? I never used to throw away any of my toys because of that.
Me too.
I always thought, my teddy bears, this is going to sound psycho, they had passports, okay?
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeesh.
Hey. I took the movies a little too far, you know? I just wanted to make sure they can travel internationally with me.
Was it like, did you actually issue passports?
No, like I made like little booklets.
Like made out of paper?
For all my little teddy bears.
Did you laminate them?
No, I don't have that much power. They were just on like normal paper, but I made them pretty.
Did you feel like when you were a kid, like you would leave the room and they would like come to life, your toys? Or did you not believe that?
I just thought they had feelings. Like, I don't know if they'd come to life, but I thought they'd have feelings. So I'd get upset if someone was being mean to my brother specifically.
That's funny.
Or if I felt like I neglected one over the other, I'd feel bad.
Wee. Like if you didn't use one, right?
Yeah, like if yeah, like, you know, there's that only happened to space, me too. There's only so much space you have on a bed.
Yeah.
And like, like you have to make sure they all have their turn, okay?
So they were all in. They would take turns to be in their bed.
Yeah.
That's funny. Yeah, to me, I think the biggest part of Toy Story that hit me there when I was a kid was the whole like Woody getting like depressed because. Buzz was the like new shiny toy, and like that kind of made me like, oh no, I'm not gonna do that to my toys.
Yeah, maybe that's where I got it from. I was like, all of them have to be loved equally.
Yeah.
Never one more than the other.
Yeah. Okay, well, if you haven't watched Toy Story, you should. If you haven't watched any of the old Pixar movies, you should.
Even the new ones, like Inside Out.
Yeah,
that one gets me in my feels. It's such a sad movie.
It's a good one.
Like it's so.
There's better ones.
It's so
good. That one's not even that new, though.
I don't know when it came out. I just remember crying when I was watching it. I was like, oh, this girl is just like feeling so many emotions, and she has no idea why she's feeling this way.
Yeah. That one's creative.
Yeah.
I haven't seen the newest ones, though, like Turning Red or whatever. The newest one I've seen is Soul.
I haven't watched that.
It's good.
Yeah, maybe
I
that's
like
what
that
I'll
one.
Do when I'm living in my uncle's basement in the month of June.
Binge watch all the Pixar movies.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a vibe. Anyway, that was... Wait. We only played 2 songs.
No.
Oh, whatever.
We've messed up the order of things.
Yeah. Sorry, Evie. Don't kill us. Don't fire us. That was August by Flip Turn from their album Citrona 2018. And Accidentally in Love by Counting Crows from the motion picture soundtrack Shrek 2. Mm. So if you've seen Shrek 2, you've recognized this song probably. Banger movie too. Have you seen the 2 Shreks?
I definitely have.
What do you which one's better?
I don't remember a lot of this.
Oh, really?
TBH.
Damn, I thought you were going to give me an insightful commentary.
Insightful
on
analysis
this.
On the movie?
Yes, on the movies.
No.
No.
I have nothing more to say.
Well, I think Shrek 2 is one of those cases where the sequel is better than the original movie. Same for Toy Story.
I don't remember which one is which.
For Shrek or for Toy Story?
For everything.
For anything. Toy Story, okay, the second one's the one when they meet like Is it Wendy? No.
Oh. But which one
like
is Buzz?
The horror.
Buzz is the first one. Buzz Lightyear.
Like when he gets introduced.
Yeah.
Yeah. The second one is when Woody gets to that collector's house and he meets like all the like Woody themed toys, like the horse, the cowgirl.
Yes, but which is the one where they give Andy to that evil little boy?
The first one.
Oh, okay.
The dude with buzz cut? Yeah. I forgot his name. He would like torture them toys. Oh, yeah. And mixed toys and Frankenstein them.
Oh my god, when I watched that, I was like, is this what my Barbies feel like? Because I used to dye their hair with my mom's lipstick. And like, because I wanted to be a hairdresser when I was younger. So I was just like cutting their hair, dyeing it with like purple lipstick. Like, I don't even know what I'd do.
At least you wouldn't cut their heads though.
No, I would never do that.
My sister shaved one of her Barbie's heads. One.
How did she shave it?
Or cut it. I don't know. I just remember seeing the Barbie with like almost no hair.
It's okay. Buzz cuts her in, you know.
Yeah.
She was ahead of the time.
Yeah, she was setting a trend. Anyway, we're going to now play New York theme songs. Oh, no. Yeah. I forgot to cue songs. Okay.
While he does that, I'm going to make
the PSA.
I was going to make a PSA about the Barbie movie that's coming out. Margot Robbie and Ryan Reynolds. No, that's not it.
Barbie movie?
No, what's the guy's name? Not Ryan Reynolds. The guy in The Notebook. Ryan Gosling.
Ryan Gosling.
They're in the Barbie movie, and it looks really funny.
Like animated?
No, like real life.
No way.
Like a Ken and Barbie movie.
When's it?
It's coming in like July, and it looks like really funny.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Okay, now.
But you need to do a PSA from the book. All right, another movie in theaters while Michelle gets the PSA is Guardians of the Galaxy 3. If you get that, comes out May 6th, I think. Probably this week. I think that was going to be good. I don't know what else. But yeah, after the PSA, we're going to be playing some New York theme songs dedicated to Evie. I'm thinking Billy Joel. I don't know what else. Welcome to New York by Taylor Swift, maybe.
I'm thinking that I will read the PSA now.
Go.
So, first PSA is the donation PSA. If you like what we're doing here at 91.5 WMFO, consider donating. Go to WMFO.org and click our donation drive tab to see how you can help us keep it freeform. And the next cool PSA is numbers to think about, U.S. healthcare costs. Health spending per person in the U.S. was $12,914 in 2021, which is over $5,000 more than any other high-income nation. The average amount spent on healthcare per person in comparable countries is $6,125, is less than half of what the U.S. spends per capita. So every single day, it costs us as Americans more than $35 each just for medical expenses.
Per day?
Every single day, yes.
Wow.
That's more than $1.47 an hour.
That's two
every
meals.
Every hour. You know, you're interrupting the PSA.
Sorry.
I feel like that's not allowed.
I'm giving commentary.
Every hour. Whether we are awake or sleeping. Yeah. Oh, and numbers to think about from a public service message from WMFO in Medford. Tufts Educational Radio.
Numbers to think about.
Bottom bum.
Thank you for the PSA.
You're so welcome.
Yay. All right.
Okay.
Next song. See, I should have been queuing up songs while you were reading.
Yeah, this is what happens when Evie's not here.
Yeah.
Things just go.
Mayhem.
Yeah, two very scattered.
I think we're doing
people.
A solid job, though. But, oh, please. Anyway, this next song, this one's for you, Evie. This is New York State of Mind by Billy Joel. Enjoy.
folks like to get away, take a holiday from the neighborhood. Hop a flight to Miami Beach or to Hollywood. But I'm taking a Greyhound on the Hudson River line. I'm in a New York state of mind. Seen all the movie stars in their fancy cars and their limousines. Been high in the Rockies, under the evergreens. I know what I'm needing, and I don't want to waste more time. I'm in a New York state of mind. It was so easy living day by day, out of touch with the rhythm and blues. But now I need a little give and take. The New York Times, the Daily News. Comes down to reality, and it's fine with me, 'cause I've let it slide. I don't care if it's Chinatown or rotten Riverside. I don't have any reason left them all behind. I'm in a New York state of mind. I'm in a New York state of mind. I'm just taking a Greyhound on the Hudson River line. Cause I'm in a New York state of mind. Yeah, yeah.
my feet, sat by the river, and it made me complete. Oh, simple thing, where have you gone? I'm getting old and I need something to rely on. So tell me when you're gonna let me in. I'm getting tired and I need somewhere to begin. Oh,
losing my mind, losing control.
Whoops. That was New York State of Mind by Billy Joel, Somewhere Only We Know by Keane, and Cough Syrup by Young the Giant. And this is the end of the show. Yeah. And yeah, thank you for
Thanks for listening.
We'll see you next week.
See you next week.
And
bye.
Who's coming now?
Foxtrot.
Stay tuned for Foxtrot. Enjoy.
Stray right through the very heart of it, New York, New York. I want to wake up in a city that doesn't sleep.